Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of news people, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Joe Varden. Find him on Twitter at Joe Varden, NBA writer. He's down covering the Eastern Conference Finals, Miami and Boston. He's live from Miami, which, boy, Lima's painted the town red many times, Joe. If you need any help with what to find and what to do, you ask the Tone Master General. However, let me ask you this. We were just a full boat of calls, people coming in, most agreeing with Anthony and I, but the people disagreeing, vehemently disagreeing. Would you take Kyrie back on this team?
You know, it's funny. I had that exact thought last night, like, if Kyrie and LeBron both got out of their contracts and agreed to come to Cleveland for the minimum or whatever, which is insane, would I take them back? And I think I would.
I was imagining you would do that. I used to be a rabid anti-Kyrie guy, and I've just heard him over the last – he seems to have changed. He seems to have changed. He seems like he's contrite, like he really likes Cleveland and liked his time there. What's happened with him?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't?
I just think no. I mean, he's still all over the place. Just watch his behavior daily in Brooklyn, how antagonistic he is, and you know, I mean, the whole thing he did this year. I mean, now in the aftermath, you have people openly talking about how his behavior wrecked that team and they lost James because of it. And, you know, what they got back, you don't know. And Sean Marks talking about not necessarily offering Kyrie another long-term deal and Nike maybe pulling their signature shoe from him. So no, I don't think that he would come back here a changed person, but I just think, you know, we're all in this business to win. And it would be nice to win another one. And certainly the Cavs would have been in great shape to win in 2019 instead of the Raptors had that team held on for just, you know, one more cycle.
Joe, before we get into previewing the final four teams that are left in the NBA, we got into a pretty good discussion earlier on about revisiting whether or not, you know, the Cavs missing the playoffs, the lottery tonight. Now they're in the lottery because of this, most likely the 14th pick. Whether you can call what happened to them a collapse, and generally these discussions turn into semantics, but how would you classify this season as a whole for the Cavs, but also how it ended?
Yeah. How could you not call it a collapse? Of course it was. They were as high as second place in the month of February. And wound up not making the playoffs. And I think, you know, as we've discussed, yes, injuries played a part of that, but it also pulled back the curtain on sort of the imperfections of this roster. And, you know, I mean, it's great that in the end they were able to trade for Caris LeVert for really nothing. I mean, they got their draft pick back. But I would not suggest that the Cavs should just run it back with the same group. You know, I think that some work needs to be done on this roster and certainly the mindset in the front office and in the locker room cannot be, well, look how far we came last year. You know, we're because of that, we're going to make it. to the playoffs this coming year. I mean, in spite of the collapse, the league now knows about the Cavs, and they will be taken more seriously on a nightly basis. And you can ask the Hawks, you can ask the Knicks, even the Timberwolves, who did it this year. They're already talking about how next year will be tougher, and that is definitely going to be true for Cleveland.
Well, that's why I don't call it a collapse, Joe. Joe Vardon joining us on the show. The over-under at the beginning of the season, 26.5. They finished with 44. And, I mean, it's kind of like what you said earlier this year. They're not that good. It wasn't like any of this was expected out of them. I don't want to just sit there and blame it on injuries. I just look at where we were at the beginning of last season. I can't really call a 44-win game. And I hate the Orlando loss was as inexcusable as it gets. I get that. But I just don't consider it a collapse when I look at what was expected out of them. I consider the Browns last year a collapse, not them.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a good point, Ken. You know, and I guess if we want to back off from the word collapse, fine, then we could just say a cruel and brutal course correction.
Fair enough.
It's one or the other.
I would take that one there. That's fine. Well, you know, I tend to be sensitive about these types of issues, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, one of the things I think we were deprived of is trying to further evaluate strengths and weaknesses in a playoff series. Because as we see, you can do that. I mean, who would have thought that before the series in the Western Conference that we knew Luka was going to be great, but that it would rise to the occasion of him being able to just dismantle, mostly using his ISO ball. We were just talking about ISO ball with Kyrie, that he would be able to dismantle, you know, the one seed in the Western Conference, do it on the road and do it so definitively. The way that he did it, I'd love to see how Darius Garland holds up. I just heard Zach Lowe say the other day, well, it's just tough to have your best player or second best player on a team be 6 feet tall. And I'm like, so what? We're supposed to trade Darius Garland? Can we at least see him in a playoff series first before we can just say that he's going to be at such a disadvantage defensively or anything like that?
Yeah, that's I don't agree with Zach on that one. If memory serves, what we want to do now is sort of latch on to the Memphis model. If you go back to the bubble, again, I think this is right. I think Memphis played all the way into the play-in and then lost that play-in game to Portland, I believe. I was there. And so then the next year they had to play their way through the play-in but made it. That was last season. They beat the Warriors, I believe, and so they had that first round experience. And then, you know, this year they're all the way to second in the West, and did, you know, had a nice tough first round series and won it. And you know, if not for the injury to Ja, could have been looking at a different series. So Memphis is right where the Grizzlies want to be, and the Cavs, I suppose, could follow that model. That's what we're hoping, that even though they didn't reach the playoffs, those two play-in games were huge, just huge for Darius and Evan and the other younger players.
Yeah, I just wonder, Joe, how the Cavs plot out trying to get those wings, because that seems to be the most important thing by far right now. Now, we'll have Evan Mobley, and Evan Mobley is so gifted that, you know, a few years from now, you know, Evan Mobley will play like a wing, most likely, where he will be able to take guys off the dribble. He'll be able to do all the unicorn things that he was hyped to be able to do. We've even seen some evidence of that early on. But in the meantime, they just don't have the wings, the physical guys also that can really disrupt other teams' offenses. You're going to see a lot of that with the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. And so while I love the young talent that the Cavs have, I think they'd have problems in a lot of series against a lot of teams that will be able to search and destroy your defensive weaknesses, and that's with or without Colin Sexton, obviously.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, it's a glaring weakness. And also, like when I was talking earlier about the imperfections of the roster, like us coaches, players, like they all really bought into the big front three, right? Like the 3 7-footers with Markkanen sort of playing that wing. But as the season went on and we got down the stretch and into those play-ins, we saw how going with that lineup actually meant that the roster is imperfect, because it junked up the rotation. They needed to be able to go to Kevin Love, and they couldn't do it because of they're already playing Mobley and Jarrett Allen and then Markkanen. And so now you've got these three like giant guys, and they're going to struggle to move their feet defensively, and it had a ripple effect. And so while I thought Lauri Markkanen had a fine season, you know, just for who he is and what he's able to do, long term, I don't think that big front three is the answer. And so I think what you want to do, if you can, is try to get to a more conventional wing. But like you're saying, how do you do that? And every team that's not very good or is trying to get better, that's pretty much what they're looking for, is that wing. So, you know, I'm really hopeful that they hit on this pick here, you know, next month, that they able to get a good wing, you know, somewhere in the late lottery. And go from there. I think that's probably going to be the best option, is to draft young and hopefully that guy's ready to go soon.
The sensational Joe Vardon with us on the show. Hey, real quick. So I got Lima asked a question when we were getting in this Kyrie fight with a caller. And it was about what players, as the best player on their team, could carry a team to a championship. I said right off the top of my head, I said LeBron, Giannis, Steph. Lima goes, well, you got to remember Kawhi. He had that challenge. So, okay, that's true. At first, I want to say 3.5 but I'm like, no, that's 4. Is Luka that next guy?
I think so. I mean, I'm wondering about Jason Tatum, too. Gosh, I love Jason Tatum's game. I just love it top to bottom. Luka seems to be like that, and we'll see. I mean, it's interesting to me how Dallas is built. They are sort of the unconventional team in the modern era of literally one star surrounded by specific role players who do one thing and that's it. And so we'll see if that works against a team like the Warriors that has so much experience, so much skill at the coaching level, and just has a lot have been through this of game planning for, you know, star dominated teams. You know, I think, you know, because you're dealing largely with the same players, and the same coaching staff. Like the Warriors have been through this before, playing against Cavs teams where LeBron was kind of the only guy out there because of either injuries or, you know, in the case of 2018, like everybody else had kind of left. So the Warriors have been there before, and we'll see if Luka can beat it. I mean, he's he was awesome in the Olympics in a very similar situation. Like people are probably saying what, but his team was constructed very similarly to how the Mavericks are, where he was the lone star. You kind of spread out and let him go to work, and he dragged them, you know, way deep into the tournament. And now he's doing it the same way here. A fascinating series, and I think if he gets past the Warriors, then yeah, like he's the next guy.
Joe Vardon, we thank you very much for the time. All the best. Enjoy Miami.
You got dinner reservations?
Where
tonight?
Are you going? You going to the tub?
Hey, tonight's a work night.
Come on.
Game one.
Oh, shut up. What are you doing after the game? Come on, Joe. Come on. Give us some good stuff.
There's a nice bar not far from the arena that's a little hole in the wall that's open late. So may have to, you know, take the edge off after a long night of writing, I'm sure, at that place.
Very, very excellent. Joe, thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The wonderful Joe Vardon. Find him on Twitter, @JoeVardon. Great guy. 216-578-0092. I'm going to throw out the number now because NIL got shot down by the OHSAA. We'll talk about it next and probably tomorrow on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.